This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
6:05 p.m. It's the wake up call.
The Olympics. They're back. And I know the only thing that really seems like has been in the news is how Ralph Lauren's costumes, we'll call them costumes, make it look like we're sending all of them off to boarding school at Hogwarts. But anyway, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about a specific Olympian who has a specific good luck charm that, or I guess it's more of a custom that he does before every race. Kevin has caught wind of this, and he's kind of obsessed with this. Kevin, tell everybody what it is. Or first of all, who is it?
This guy is Noah Lyles, and apparently he broke the record recently in the U.S. Olympic trials.
All right.
And won the 200-meter race in record time, beating Usain Bolt.
He's a runner. Uh-oh.
Yes.
Okay. Take that, Jamaica.
And he says the cause of it is because he shows the Yu-Gi-Oh card before he runs.
Yu-Gi-Oh is like Kirkland brand Pokemon.
No, it's more of the, it's like a different type of card game.
Right.
Okay, but it's in the vein of Pokemon?
Yes.
Okay.
And he shows it off. What do you mean by that?
So there's like rare cards in the trading card game, and he just shows one of them to the camera, and that's it.
Does he keep the card on him when he runs?
He puts it in his little thigh pocket.
Interesting.
Which I'm concerned that it might bend the card, but go off.
What does this have to do with you?
I'm thinking cards is the way for us to win.
What do you mean?
Like win in ratings. If I flash one of my cards as good luck, I feel like we're going to win the race.
And you don't do Yu-Gi-Oh. What do you do?
I do Lorcana. I dabble in Magic.
Which is, Lorcana is Disney, right?
Disney, and Magic the Gathering's been around since 1994, if you don't know what it is.
Right, get on.
You live under a
rock.
Right,
losers.
Losers.
Yeah.
where are you going to flash a card?
Let's do like an Instagram Live.
Okay.
So you're saying that if we do an Instagram Live every single morning and you show one of your Lorcana cards just to the camera, you do that before every show and our ratings go up, that this could be our like Noah Lyles moment.
Yeah, and no one does that.
Okay, so you're going to, now, how do you choose which Lorcana card?
I'm just going to pick expensive ones.
Okay, so we're not going to the bottom of the barrel ones.
I'm thinking all the rare ones. That's all Niall has been showing in his Olympic trials.
Okay.
All right, so every morning, okay, so just to recap. Uh-huh. Noah Lyles, the Olympian, shows off one of his rare Yu-Gi-Oh cards to a camera before each race, and then he has been kicking ass and doing really well.
Breaking records,
and we think that it's because of this custom that he has, this good luck custom. You want to duplicate this with this show, and you want to show one of your rare Lorcana cards to Instagram Live before the show starts, and then we see if our ratings go up.
Yes, but we have to do it for a while.
I'm on board with this.
You are.
I'm on board with this.
Yes, Kevin!
I think that we do it for a month. Let's see if our ratings go up, and if it does, I fully support him continuing to do this and feeding his Lorcana habit.
Yes.
You don't think this is going to last for like 4 days until he forgets?
Ew. Well, I do only have four like most expensive cards in Lorcana.
Okay. So we can't go with the tippity top of the top because you only have four.
Right.
So
show off your junky ones. Who cares?
Ew, no.
What's one of your junky ones? What's one of your
like
junkiest?
An Ursula.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ursula's one, or Flynn Rider.
Okay, yeah, he's trash.
Rapunzel.
So maybe show off a Flynn Rider one. But then here's the problem, though. If it doesn't work, is it because he has mostly junky cards?
See? There's nothing, we can't do anything about that.
He could buy more cards.
Gavin, be careful.
Is he going to care about us or not?
I like how he's thinking. More cards, more luck.
I think you should tread lightly. This little boy has no money.
Well, payday's coming up and we need the luck.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Payday's coming up and we need the luck.
Okay. Are you going to buy him a pack?
I'm not buying him anything.
Well, I don't need just one pack. I need multiple if we're trying to get the rare cards.
Right, Gavin.
The rarest card's 1,500 right now.
I'm not buying you that.
You don't have to buy it.
Oh.
I know a guy.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay, well.
What's a rare one?
Elsa.
Oh, Elsa.
It's the most expensive one because it just released set one, and it's the most expensive one. So
okay.
if we could get our hands on that, I think our ratings will skyrocket.
How could they not? All right, so we're going to try to Frozen it up, and
yes,
then with Laura Connor cards, just like an Olympian.
Listen to yourselves.
I know. Oh, God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.